Robert?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Oh, ma'am, can you hear me now?
Yes, it cut out for a second. I can hear you now. Can you hear me?
Okay, give me 1 second. I'm going to go ahead and give you the card number. You're running it for 293?
298, to be exact.
Okay, give me 1 second.
Sure.
Just took the card number down. What the heck? Oh, right here. Okay, so we have no. Hold on.
Oh, is something missing on it?
Weird. Okay, it's 4036.
Okay.
You hear me?
Yes. Did you say 4036?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
4036 2312.
2312.
1011.
1011.
56.
56 what? Robert? Hello?
How about that, ma'am? You keep on going into my car.
I know. Oh, okay. Yeah, it keeps going in and out. That's why. Okay. What's after the 56 at the end?
That's it, right? Hold on 1 second.
Well, I got 1011 for the third set of numbers, but then the fourth set, I only heard the 56. I don't know what the last.
Okay, give me one. Okay, so I got 5698.
That's it. Okay, 5698 and expiration.
0729.
And then the code?
223.
223. Okay, now, for this card, is it still under the same billing address on 811 2nd Street Southeast?
It might be. I just rented out the house, but it might be. You could try 34117. If not, 34119. I actually got like an office in the storefront now.
Let me try this one since you think it might be, and then if it doesn't go through, I'll try the other one. So just bear with me here. Yeah, because once I put the other address in, it'll probably erase this one, so I don't want that to happen. So let's just give it a whirl. I think it probably is the correct address because my thing is spinning. Yeah, okay, it went through. So I got the green light for you, so you're all good to go there. And then I talked to James a little bit earlier on a video chat, and he said that your Coral Springs is the only one that needs the video verification. The Naples is already verified. So I asked him to call you back to do that that video verification. So do you have the documents that you could upload when he calls you back, or do you need a little bit of time
to
gather that
stuff up? What documents does he need?
So basically what it is Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into Coral Springs and steal clients. So you're just going to send over anything that you can prove that you're a valid business in the area. So some suggestions are a business license, a business insurance, registration, invoice with
everything,
the Coral Springs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everything is pretty much invoiced in Naples, though.
Okay.
That's my main hub. That's my main hub. That's where I got a big warehouse, you know. That's where my warehousing goes right there. Cause I do subdivision installation. So I'm just brand new here I'm not brand new here in Coral Springs, but I'm coming back to Coral Springs. But I still don't want to change anything to Coral Springs, you know what I mean?
Well, what might help is even a work vehicle with a Florida license plate, you know, anything like that. So I'll send you the list of the items, and let's say you only have one or two things on the list. That's fine. At least put something in there so that we can get it verified. It's
better
than putting nothing.
Since I'm all, but now this is like a red light for me because Now you're telling me that I'm already verified and nothing happened within these lots of months. You get
so
what I mean?
You're verified in Naples, he said, but not in Coral Springs.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is I haven't got one phone call in Naples. So if I'm verified and everything is running properly, why am I not getting calls, ma'am? That's the most important part of being in business is hiring someone to get you leads. You know what I mean? So I'm not getting my phone ring.
Let me ask him, because what I'm seeing here is that there's a little alert on your Naples one, and I don't know what it means. It says Google pin banner title, and I don't know what that means, but then again, I'm not in the verification department, so I'm just going to see if that's some type of a hiccup that's hurting you. But when he talks to you, he's going to be able to fix all of it, because like I said, he's the expert at this. And then what I'll start doing is I'll start beefing up weekly posts on each location. So normally, just generically, if a client signs up with us, we'll start doing like one post every month. I think what I'm going to do is two posts every week, and that's going to give you much better results. And then I'll send you a review generator tool for Naples, so you can start getting some more reviews on that Google Business page. And then once the Coral Springs one goes live, then I'll send you a review generator tool for that one. But obviously, if you could get a fresh 5-star review here and there, that's going to help you also. You know what I mean?
Okay. And also, so if that's being said, then so now, yeah, so I need a, you know, if we're ready connected in Naples, I want to push Naples hard. You know what I mean? I want to push Naples hard.
Yeah, I'm
going to come. Yeah. Oh, okay. This is what I was going to tell you. If you guys do anything for me, please look at Palma Group, like my Facebook. If you go to my, are you able to go to Facebook now?
Yeah, I can. Yep, absolutely. So,
yeah. So I'm going to go on Facebook at the same time so we both are on the same avenue. And we know what we're talking about. So
okay, so I'm pulling it up right now. I see it. Oh, it's nice.
So yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like if you guys are gonna do something for me, man, I'm doing this on my own. You get what I mean? Like this is me doing this. It's not me hiring someone to do this. So I need something as good or better, because what you guys are doing for me is not. It's not lining up with, I'm not in marketing, man. You know what I mean? So yeah, I'm putting this together and it's, you know, I already sent so many pictures to you guys and I never see those things. Yeah.
Okay.
So I never see nothing up. So I get worried. You know what I mean? Because AI can do the work for you guys and it's not what I'm looking for, you know? So I just wanted to be on the same page. Like, hey, you guys are going to do this for this company. He's doing it on his own. We're a business. We should be better than that. You know what I mean? So
absolutely.
That's how I'm looking.
So what I'm going to do is I'll tell the revisions department to pull some images off of your Facebook and upload them to the Google pages, because I do see that.
I sent everything to them. You know, I sent everything to them. You know what I mean?
It could
on March 20th, you know, March 20th, you know, it's, but the thing is, you know, March 20th, I did a good one. I used that as a, you know, I paid Facebook to do Facebook ads, and it worked out good. I got a lot of customers that with the one that I did on March 20th. It says, you know, signs of your girl. Yeah. So, you know, like I try, you know what I mean? I try, like, you know, like then I have one on March 18th about the ROIs, you know, like, you know, things like that people won't need to know, like, you know, garage door, you get your ROI back within, you know, 8 months, you know, things that, you know, people need to know. So that's something I definitely want to acknowledge, is that I need something clean cut. You know, I don't need it to be worse than what I'm not nothing in marketing. You know what I mean? And it, you know, if I do a post, it takes me about 20, 30 minutes to put it together. You know what I mean? So I haven't done it in a little while, but, you know, it takes 15, 20 minutes to put it together and it comes out good. And then when you guys are putting something on me, I'm just like, what the heck? You know, so if we could clean that up, that would be 1,000% good.
Yes, absolutely. I'll have them upload some of the images from the Facebook up onto the Google Business pages, but also on those weekly posts that we're going to start doing twice a week. We'll do those every Tuesday and Thursday. I'll have them refer to the fresh content that's going up on your Facebook so that it can be in line. Now, with the weekly posts, if you ever have anything special, let's say that you're like, hey, I want to run a fall special, or I want to run a, you know, a discount for a veteran or military rate or something, you could always tell us and we can customize the post with like a special offer. But if not, we'll just look at what's on the Facebook and we'll make the post and we'll always put a call to action there. So for the most reputable garage door service around, you know, please call Palma Group now. And, you know, then we put the pictures on there. So we'll start doing that every week. And, you know, like I said, refer to those fresh content that you're putting on the Facebook. But again, I'm going to have them go back into that old folder that you sent us pictures before, and I'll tell them specifically to use those for the twice weekly posts and also for the Google Business pages.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, we sound like we're on the same page. I just want to, if I close one this year with you guys, that would be great. You know what I mean? Like, I really haven't closed nothing with you guys.
You're going to close a lot more. All we ask is just be responsive to us. You know, if we call you, it's usually because we need something, right? So if you see a missed call, you could even use me as a point of contact. I'm extension 777, and, you know, I'm not a technician. I don't do programming. There might be a certain instance where I can't help you, but I most certainly can get you to the person that can. You know what I mean?
That's perfect. Yeah, yeah. I mean, my telephone number over there in South Florida is 777. So we're gonna. I'm gonna know this extension like you have no idea.
Yeah. So when you call in, you could either just immediately say 777, or you can ask for Tina, and then it'll automatically ring back to my desk. Okay.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. So payment is done. You guys are gonna start. We're ready to go. Let's rock and roll.
Let's rock and roll. Yeah, and thank you so much for explaining everything to me you had been going through the other day. I did take really good notes, so we're going to make sure that it gets right and very profitable for you. Okay?
Absolutely. I just been going through a major life-changing, you know. I moved. I did this. I did that to be in a better position. So I just need some more work so I could get my guys. You know, I pay for their livelihood. You know what I mean? So that's another thing that, you know, I got to keep them working. You know, sometimes they have a couple of days off, and I have four guys, and then I have two helpers. So I definitely, you know, I need to make sure that these guys are continuing to work. I don't want them to go nowhere else, and they're counting on me, you know, to pay them for their family, you know, their livelihood.
Of course.
So, you know how it goes, you know.
I
have a lot on my plate.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to take good care of them. Yeah, for sure you do.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, if you could just help me out with that, man, we'll be best friends.
Okay. No, I took great notes. So, just expect a call back from James at some point today. I sent him the message. Usually they say,
is he going to be through a scam likely? Because that's another thing, you know, like, I really don't do scam likelies, you know, I don't do no numbers that fake scam likelies, you know.
I honestly think it'll show the 877-635-6225, but sometimes it will show a local number because we use a VoIP phone system, voice over internet phone. So I can put a note to him that when he calls you, if for some reason you don't pick up, I'll tell him to like send you a text like, hey, it's local / calling.
Yep.
And then he can call back in like 5 minutes and then you'll know it's him. Okay.
Perfect. Well, I very much appreciate it, man. You've been a great help,
too.
And
thank you. That made my day. I appreciate that. That's awesome. Anything I can do to help.
Okay, and if you need anything on my end, just give me a call. Phone call away.
Sounds good. Okay, all right. Thank you. I think we got everything
straightened
up for now. You're welcome. Have a great day. Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.